Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. Tonight we'll start off with a little experiment, because our topic is how thoughts are creative. Our premise is every thought has some reaction somewhere, starting within your body. So pretend just a second that you have a lemon and you're going to cut it in half. And in your mind's eye, imagine you cut that half in half, so you've got a really thick lemon wedge. And what I'd like for you to imagine is you open your mouth, raise your tongue, and squirt it underneath your tongue. Imagine that vividly. Notice what your mouth is doing. Chances are you have saliva coming into your mouth. Now why? Because your mouth responds to the acidic acid so it doesn't hurt the membranes. But where's the acid? The acid's only in your mind. Sounds a little like the Matrix, doesn't it? I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha tonight, and we're talking about how thoughts are creative, starting from the body all the way out into the rest of the world. So, Shireen, with that long introduction...
I actually felt the saliva in my mouth.
You know, virtually everybody does if they're paying attention. And that just amazes me, because it gives a very quick way of seeing that, yeah, it was only my thought about a lemon that made it. So can you think of any other things? In fact, you shared with me when you were taking a nap about some thoughts you had.
I was actually taking a nap recently, and what this feeling was is I was having anxiety about something, and after a very long time, I was actually having anxiety about something. And this was after a very long time. I was noticing this, how there was a physical sensation for every anxious thought I had. And I was thinking that this is about after 15 years I'm experiencing something like this, and I remember this earlier on, how I used to experience that occasionally when I was studying and stuff. And when I was doing that, I was thinking, wow, it's amazing. I have to have this conversation soon about how thoughts are creative, and it's really affecting my body. Every thought I had was affecting my body.
So do you suppose we're always this way all of the time, and if we don't monitor our thoughts, we're always doing some amount of disservice to ourselves with negative thoughts and painful thoughts?
Yes. Actually, that's what I was noticing. Maybe that's why I had that experience, because, maybe because we're not paying attention most of the time, and we're just thinking, we don't know the harm we are having. But in sleep, I think you tend to be more prone to suggestions. And so I was able to see that very clearly on my body.
Yeah. So also, though, it seems to me that thoughts like, for example, distrust, people very often live up or down to our expectations of them. Is that your experience?
Yeah, it is our experience. It is my experience. But what I've noticed is that not to take it too personally. If I did have a low expectation of someone and they did live down to it, or if I didn't have any expectations and they did live down to it, that we need to have, my thoughts about that person should be right. Mm-hmm. But also whatever that person is doing, not to take it too personally.
Ah, so the next thought on that is that life isn't as personal as it might seem to my ego, and to accept people as they are.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, a very calming thought if you don't have to control the world.
Right. Actually, you can't control the world.
What a weird thought.
Yes. You know, it's
absolutely.
Just, you can't control the world. But I want to go somewhere with these thoughts thing. And I was thinking, as human beings, we're very much unique in that everything we see, it was created through thought.
Yes.
And so we are able to not only think about our past, but also we could imagine our present condition, and we can also think about a better future for all of us. So imagine how powerful we are, that we are able to think about a better future, And in that situation, I was thinking, when I was actually looking at my thoughts, I was thinking that I need to understand that not only my thoughts can create a better future, but I also need to understand the relationship between the creator and the creation.
Mm-hmm.
The creation is the thoughts, but the creator is either soul or the self that being is the creator. And so the first thing is my thoughts are my creation and I am the creator.
Ah, now that's a powerful thing, because a lot of people say, I can't help what I think, but that's probably not accurate, is what I'm hearing you say.
Maybe initially you can't help what you think because the mind is like a wild horse. Uh-huh. But once you dissociate yourself and look at yourself as the master, creator, and that is the creation, then very soon you start gaining mastery over your thoughts.
So do you find that you intentionally redirect your thoughts, or do you just focus on things that you enjoy that are to your highest and best use?
Both. Mm-hmm. That you can do both. But one of the things is when I am the creator and when I realize I'm the creator of my thoughts, mm-hmm. the first thing I feel we have to do is we have to create silence.
Aha. Uh-huh. So talk to me about the creation of silence. Is it total silence?
Silence in this case is like there is no sound of thought.
Ah.
It's not about a physical silence, but the sound of thought. There is no sound of thought. And the way that can happen when there is no sound of thought is that everything in my mind and my reasoning and my analysis and my behavior patterns, everything are in such harmony. Mm-hmm. That they're working like a really fine-tuned piece of machinery that doesn't make any sound.
I see. So the chatter, the commentary, like in a sports game, the color commentator saying, one announcer typically on television says what happened, so-and-so ran for 12 yards, the other says, man, he's having a great night tonight. It's the commentary, good or bad, that is the chatter. Is that right?
Right. And so in silence, so this chatter, the volume is completely zero.
Uh-huh.
And in that silence, when I create that silence, I'm so powerful, I, the soul, can create that silence. And in that silence, I can do anything. I can be as creative, I can be as original, miracles can happen in that silence.
So it sounds to me almost like how people describe the Big Bang. There was nothing, and all of a sudden, boom, out of the void came everything. Is that similar? Out of the true power is in the silence.
Yes, the true power is in that silence.
So how do we create what is beneficial and healthy for us versus take what's on television in any given night, which is a lot of mayhem, murder, violence.
Or bad reality TV.
Yeah, bad reality TV.
One thing which I want to come back to, there are two things. But one thing is that I'm the creator. I, the soul, am the creator. And when I create beautiful things, and then I look at my creation, which is my thoughts, then I automatically have love for the creator, which is myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's one aspect of it. And the second aspect is when I become the master like that, then I am able to redirect my thoughts in a way that is conducive for whatever it is, my ultimate eternal good. And the other thing, that is one part of it, and the other thing is I have to understand that creator, in the case that I do believe in God and have a close relationship with God, that the creator, he's the seed, and I am one of his creations. And so, and he's the seed, and he's the seed of love, he's the seed of mercy, he's the seed of generosity, he's the seed of truth, he's the seed of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he creates, so when I am aware and when I have understanding of the seed of the creator, then how beautiful the creation must be.
Right. So for those that create the noise, the cacophony and all, they're doing it in spite of, they're taking that free will and basically creating a shadow in front of the light. Would that be an analogy we'd say?
Right.
So, do we sometimes catch ourselves off on a thought that is they're all creative, that is not creating what we want to create in our lives? In other words, we must redirect, saying, I don't want to go there.
Right. It's a very important part. There are two aspects about this thought. One is a break, mm-hmm. and one is steering.
To redirect.
Right. So one is the break. And so the first one is the break. And so we have to be aware that I have a break.
Yes.
That my thoughts, I can break them. They mm-hmm. just are not going to go anywhere. And the way I can make my break powerful is I use it.
Uh-huh.
Even if I'm not, let's say I'm thinking nasty thoughts and it's going around and around and around. Even if I break two times in half an hour, then the next time I have to break, I'd be able to break four times.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to learn to break. It's very important. So there is a break. There's an innate break within us, but I have to learn to use it. And the more I use it, the more powerful it becomes.
So at a deeper level, applying the break and knowing you can change your thought or stop thoughts that are disturbing to you, pretty soon you start realizing, I am the master of this.
Yes, exactly.
And I guess that's where the steering comes in.
Yeah, and then I steer. I redirect and I say, okay, I don't want to be here. I want to be here.
Yeah. So within that, we pretty much are responsible, whether we know it yet or not, and I think now we know it, that we're responsible for how we think on an habitual basis. In other words, we're able to respond to, not that we're to blame for how we think.
Right.
We're able to respond to how we are feeling and thinking in the moment, because feelings do come out of the thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. And also what happens is the responsibility, people I feel get afraid to take responsibility because they think it's too much work and all of that. But part of the responsibility is if you just start observing,
mm-hmm.
then you'll see that, yes, in the observation itself, that things change.
So is this always expecting everything's going to turn out wonderful, this rosy thinking, or is it more, I have faith that I can do as well as possible? In other words, where do you draw the line between ignoring that I'm not doing well at work and creating something that really works for you? Does that make sense? In other words, ignoring feedback and just saying, I love me just the way I am.
No, I feel that you can't fool yourself. If you really objectively look at yourself, that's what is observing yourself. You objectively look at yourself, then you'll know where you have to change. And
okay.
I feel that is very important. You have to look at yourself and see, where do I have to change? It's not either or.
Right.
You have to do both.
Got it. So the ego part that always wants to be right and in control and when I say perfect, I'm using that in quotes because in a strange way, the soul is always perfect. But the behavior around it is not always perfect.
Right, the manifestation of what we're doing.
Yes.
We have to acknowledge that. We are not behaving in a perfect way. None of us really are at this point, and we have to acknowledge that. But also we have to have the aim that I want to do this.
Yeah.
And that aim and that observation of me that I'm not fulfilling my aim, all of those things actually make it. I make it to the aim just by these very simple things.
So sometimes having like-minded friends who share your values makes it easier to remember what your aims are, I would think.
Yeah, right. And also, if you're constantly surrounded by mm-hmm. thoughts that are not only that you have to deal with your own negative thoughts, but you're constantly surrounded by people who are going to give you negative feedback and negative thoughts, that really pulls you down.
Right.
It's obvious, right?
So in the creative process...
Or it's just obvious to me.
I think it's obvious to anyone if we think about it long enough or are focused enough, because I believe that what I'm hearing you say is we should focus on what we wish to create. But it's too easy sometimes to slip into focusing on what we want to avoid, which is creating the opposite of what we want. For example, don't think of an elephant right now and focus on that. Well, you can't. Elephants will pop up in your mind. Same, don't think about how awful I feel. Don't think about how insecure I feel. Then pretty soon, it's all about insecurity. Am I right there or not?
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about that, I was actually thinking about silence. I don't mean to.
I'll try to be quiet.
I don't mean to be thinking about silence while I was paying attention to what you were saying. But one of the things is that in silence, I feel my main responsibility right now is to create that silence. Mm-hmm. In that silence, whatever needs to happen, my thoughts will become powerful, my creation will become powerful, everything around me will become powerful, is in that silence.
So maybe to make thoughts, the best thoughts, the most creative possible, is to go to the meditation and go to the silence.
And so whatever needs to happen after that, the healing, because many of us are really wounded right now, the healing, everything that, and my connection with God, what that me understanding and knowing that the seed of who I am is actually truth and love, all of those things start emerging in that silence.
Very nice. So there we have it. What do you wish to create today? Good night and thank you.